When I grow up. When you were a child growing up, what did you dream you would do with your life? I remember wanting to be a teacher. Over the years, that thought fell by the wayside and I went a different direction. Then came my boys, with more than a few school issues. For a couple of years, I tossed around the idea about homeschooling and my ability to do that with any hope of success. I finally decided I was not up to the task. Flash forward a generation and you'll find me asking the same question of myself regarding a grandchild, or two, or three. But once again, I decided I was not up to the task. The current situation I find myself in has caused me to wonder whose thought teaching was in the first place. Like most others right now, our schools are closed, first for 2 weeks, then for three. Because I usually have a grandchild in my home, I took advantage of the sample home schedule the principal had posted, because I realized the importance of some kind of guidance and education. I didn't want anyone to fall behind during the closure, and I sure didn't want them pretending they were on summer vacation and had no structure or purpose in a day. I started to pull together some decent learning materials, posted the hourly schedule, and demonstrated to each of them how it will work for the next few weeks. Yesterday, our governor made an announcement that we should not expect our schools to reopen this year. I contemplated my life's journey with teaching, how I kept tossing it out, and Father kept tossing it back. So I asked myself again, whose thought was it in the first place? And my heart tells me, not yours. So I find myself surrendering to the fact that these kids need their education, with or without the schools, and I am being called on to be a part of the solution. I believe Father kept bringing the idea to mind to prepare me for when my time would come. I should be a nervous wreck, but two promises I keep in my heart. I can do all things through Him who gives me power, Philippians 4:13, and with God, nothing is impossible, Luke 1:37. What scary thing are you being prepared for?